We're talking today with Drake Boyce, who's our state FFA president for 2016. And Drake, you're coming down kind of the home stretch of your year as president of Oklahoma FFA. You were on the officer team a year ago. What's different when you're the second year around and you're president of the officer team versus just being an officer member?
Oh my goodness! I remember last year serving as for my first time as a state officer. I had no idea what to expect. I just kind of went into it. I was excited, you know, nervous, of course, a little stressed. I didn't really know what to do. But I remember watching our president Garrett Reed last year and how he guided us and how he showed us the way and what to do and when to be there, what time. And this year, man, it's a different kind of stress. It's a different kind of nerves. I've done it all before, but now I'm more worried about my team than I am about my own performance. And it's not that I, you know, perform bad, but it's just I care more about how we function as a team. It's been fun. It's been stressful, but it's been worth it. And two more months, and I can't believe it. It's coming to an end.
This is National FFA Week, and you and the other state officers are out busily talking to some of your sponsors this week as a way of saying thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The state officer team, there's actually four of us out today, Tuesday, and then four of us are going to be out Thursday. And we just go around, tour our sponsors, our sponsorship places, and we get to talk with them, thank them for all their support, and just kind of see where all their magic happens on their end. And then during April or towards the end of April at our state convention, we kind of get to see all that come together through scholarships for various things for our members and, of course, our state convention. So we are very thankful for our sponsors and all that they do for us.
Well, let's talk about something that's pretty important as far as FFA is concerned, and that is something that has been named the Hunger Challenge. And this is something that FFA has stepped up and done a remarkable job in over, what, a 2 or 3 year period now?
Yes, sir. This all started two officer teams ago, so about 2 years ago. The Regional Food Bank approached us and asked if we were willing to partner with them on their Beef for Packs and Pork for Backpacks program, where they feed hungry students all across the state of Oklahoma. And to put that in perspective, there are about 18,500 students who actually depend on this program to feed them only 20 weeks out of the school year. And so what that looks like, that's about 1 in 4 children who go to bed hungry every night in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is one of the top 10 hungriest states in the nation. You would never think about it, but that's where we're at as a state. At the time, the Regional Food Bank was actually going to have to disband this program because they weren't getting enough donations and they weren't getting enough meat for this program. And so Oklahoma FFA stepped in. We decided to run a pilot program where we had about 5 chapters donate an animal just to see how it would turn out. And it really took off. That's state convention that year. People really showed their support for it. So that next year, we challenged all the chapters in Oklahoma. That was 355 back then to donate an animal. Well, we met and exceeded that goal with over 381 donations, and oh man, it's been great. That totaled into about 520,000 protein sticks, which it takes about 320,000 just to navigate or just for this program to work on a yearly basis. So we met and exceeded their goal as well. This year, we're asking the chapters to donate more. We would like to have over a million sticks made. So we're really looking forward to how this year's going to turn out.
And you're, of course, right now starting to get those donations lined up. Two ways that you've asked chapters to actually participate. One is their annual donation sales of various products that they offer to the public.
Yes, sir. This year we actually added on to our Hunger Challenge. During our chapter's annual meat sales, we are actually tacked on a Since Makes Sense challenge to this, where we're asking chapters all across the state to tack on an extra 25 cents to their annual fundraising meat sales. So let's say that a stick of blue and gold sausage costs about $6. Well, we're just asking them to up that price to $6.25 for each sale. We're asking them to pool all that money together, send it into one check to the Regional Food Bank, and at the end of the year or at the end of state convention, competition in April, they will be honored for it. So, you know, this is going to help out the Regional Food Bank in tremendous ways, not only through our hunger challenge through the meat section, but as well as through the financial section, as well as for the processing and everything of the animals.
So, you know, at the end of the day, FFA is really trying to step up. And the neat thing I think about this is that it really is kids helping kids, because you've got FFA members from grade school, from middle high and high school, helping some of the children across the state of Oklahoma.
It is really just an amazing opportunity. You know, like I said earlier, we really don't think about it. We don't think about that Oklahoma, you know, this state is one of the top 10 hungriest states in the nation. I mean, back in high school, I went to school with children who didn't have food on the weekends. It's just not something that we think about. So being able to just start something, and man, this thing really took off. We never expected this program to be as successful as it is. And we are very, very blessed to have it, you know, where it is today. So, you know, us asking our membership to participate and the feeling that we have from this, just knowing that they're able to help out students probably in their own high school, it's just a tremendous, tremendous feeling. And I could not have been more proud of my membership and of the Oklahoma FFA Association.
I guess we'll know, especially the month of March at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, we'll see a lot of decisions made then regarding possible donation of animals, right?
Oh, yeah. That's when we get most of our animals donated right there at OIE during spring break. So we're looking forward to it, and we're seeing, you know, just how this year is going to turn out.